I'm Patty and I'm here for another Radiant Spotlight. Do you ever struggle with looking at an embroidery design and thinking, I like that, but I really want to play around with using some different colors? Or maybe you're trying to customize a design to match some other project that you're working on, or maybe some fabric that you're using. Well, the Radiance has a wonderful tool built into it that's going to really help you with that, and it's called Color Visualizer. So I'm going to come in here to embroidery and show you how that works. So under embroidery, we can come in and select a design. Now you can choose a design built into the machine, but this also works on designs that you have on a USB or that you import into the machine. So I'm gonna scroll over to one of the new Radiance categories and it's called Paisley. And I'm gonna select the design number 1 and touch set. So looking at this design, you might think like, okay, that's really pretty, but I don't love the color combination that was chosen for this design collection. Now I can come up here to edit. And I have this little key here that's called my thread palette key. It's a little spool and it's got some color chips here. So if I click this, this is where I can come in and I can customize my color of my design. Now you could go into each individual section. And as you see, if I click on a specific color up here in this preview window, it's showing me what part of the design that is. So I could choose one of my color sections and change that just by coming down and clicking on a color chip. So here you can go in and you can toggle through to choose a different thread brand. And you also have the option here to either pick from a color chip, or you can come up here to a number and you could actually type in the number of a specific color of thread for that brand to change the color. So you also down here have the option to reset. So if you wanted to reset all your colors, you could do that as well. But right up here next to color, I have this color visualizer option. When I click on that, that's going to bring me into this new menu, and you can see that you get some information here. You get your thread brand. So if you're somebody who likes to use a specific thread brand, you can choose that. And then it's going to show the number of colors max, and it's going to show me 5 for this design. I could increase that or decrease that. And then I have these options here. I have random, vivid, gradient, and soft. And so if I click on random, what it's going to do is I've got 2 tabs up here. I have auto and manual. If I leave it on auto, it's going to take all of these colors here in that thread brand, and if I click OK, it's going to take them and assign them to my design. So it's just going to randomly take those colors and put them into my design. Now you can see that I get 9 options here. If I click on them, it's going to bring that up so that I can see it even larger, so I can see it zoomed in. And then down here at the bottom, I can arrow through to preview those designs. So see how just by randomly choosing different color threads really changes the look of that paisley design. So you could go through here. If there was one of the first 9 that you liked, you could actually touch set and that would bring that design over to the embroidery screen. Or if you touch cancel, what it'll allow you to do is come back to this main screen, and down here at the bottom I have a refresh key. So I can click refresh and now I get page 2 of 2. So I get an additional 9 options. Now you might notice too that there's little hearts here. And I can click on those hearts. And when I click on the hearts, what that'll do is it'll add those to my favorites page. So as I click refresh again to get a page 3, again, I could choose ones that maybe have the colors that I like. Or if I don't see anything I like, I can hit refresh again and then kind of choose those designs that have the color palette I like. To see my favorites, then I could click on favorites. And then I could, again, scroll through those to see which of those I like. Now, once you touch cancel, it will take you back out, and then you could go in and cancel again to see this in another format. Now manual will let me go in and actually choose or customize the color. So maybe I want this to keep this all like in the pink and purple family, so I can come in here and I could select that color. You'll see it's now been pinned. I could choose another color that's now been pinned, and I can scroll up to choose colors that might correspond with, again, some fabric or some other designs that I'm trying to use for my project. Maybe I have a little green in there and then a yellow color. And then once I touch OK, it's going to take those 6 colors, and you're going to see those colors are now going to be the primary colors that are used in the color visualizer. So again, I could scroll through to find one that I like. And again, I could set it, or if I want to go back and get more options, I can always hit cancel and go back in and be able to either favorite or refresh to get more. Now, one of the other things too, if I cancel back out and get back to my main page, the other options here, vivid, is going to do just what you think it would do. It's going to take all bright, vivid colors and it's going to apply that to the design. If I cancel out of there and do soft, soft is going to do exactly what you think. It's going to take more pastel colors and apply that to that design. If I go out here to gradient, it's going to allow me to either do auto or manual. Auto will take and it will show it to me in gradient colors based on different colors that are in that thread palette. So you can see I'm getting them all in either pink or red hues on this screen. But again, if I refresh, I'm getting now gold or yellow colors. If you want to control that, you can cancel, come back to manual, and then maybe I want them just to all be shades of pink. So I could click and pin that color. And now when I say okay, it's only going to show me in those pink tones. And then again, I have my refresh and I have my favorites. So once you go in and you select a design, you can still come back in there with the color visualizer and still customize that design by coming up and choosing the different individual sections and being able to change those. So it's a really fun way to take something that you might see while you're previewing the designs or maybe something in your own embroidery design collection and really customize it or give it new life by just changing the colors. So I hope you have fun playing with Color Visualizer. We call it a color coma or a rabbit hole because you can spend hours and days playing with this feature. So have fun.